organizations. The Finn Group, 876-7002 or at thefinngroup.com.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says fall will come in to mostly sunny skies. We'll have a high around 80 today. He'll be along with details on the weather in 5 minutes following this hour's report of AM 580 News with Jeff Botchard.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois state senators will gather in special session today in Springfield to deal with ethics legislation, but they're also under pressure to stave off budget cuts, as Sean Crawford reports.
Government employees being laid off, parks and historic sites closing, reductions in state services, all are repercussions of the governor's budget cuts. House lawmakers recently voted to restore some of the money, but the Senate is yet to act. That could happen this week with lawmakers back at the Capitol, but Steve Lobb says it won't occur unless the public gets involved. Lobb is the county board chairman in DeWitt County, where the Weldon Springs State Park is set to close.
We need to make people understand at the levels that are making these decisions, they're not acceptable to us.
Lobb is urging individuals to make phone calls and emails to lawmakers telling them to restore funding. A spokesperson for the Senate president won't say if the budget will be part of this week's agenda, which will include ethics changes. I'm Sean Crawford.
After campaigning in Green Bay, Barack Obama is scheduled to return to Chicago tonight for two fundraising events. The first Chicago event will be held at the Standard Club, while the second is being hosted by Illinois State Treasurer Alexi Janulius. It has a $28,500 admission price. Springfield police are investigating the slaying of a female University of Illinois at Springfield student who was shot dead at a gas station. The Sangamon County coroner plans an autopsy today on the body of 46-year-old Linda Caldwell, who was gunned down less than 2 miles from the campus early yesterday morning. Time zone changes have faded as a political issue in Indiana, but the gubernatorial candidates keep getting questions about it. Democrat Jed Long Thompson has proposed two non-binding referendums. One would ask voters what time zone Indiana should be in, and the other would ask whether the state should observe daylight time. During the 2004 campaign, Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels said he would push for a statewide DST because it would eliminate confusion over time that was hurting commerce. A recent Indianapolis Star WTHR-TV statewide poll of 600 likely voters showed that 48% thought DST was good for the state, 36% thought it was bad, and 5% were unsure. The poll had a margin of error of plus or minus 5 percentage points. The Indianapolis Star reports that a push to repeal Indiana's ban on Sunday alcohol sales could come from an unexpected source, liquor stores. A coalition called Hoosiers for Beverage Choices says it's already gathered 13,000 names on an online petition to allow Sunday alcohol sales in Indiana. The group wants the state to allow Sunday sales of alcoholic beverages at drug, grocery, and convenience stores. But the Star says liquor stores don't stand to profit much by allowing Sunday sales. Indiana Association of Beverage Retailers President John Livengood says Sunday is often the only day off for liquor store owners who tend to run their own businesses. If Sunday sales were legal, the Star says liquor store owners might have to choose between giving up their day off or forfeiting sales to competition. A treaty designed to keep Great Lakes water in the Great Lakes is expected to get the final go-ahead from Congress today. Sam Hudzik has that story.
The U.S. Senate okayed the Great Lakes Compact earlier this summer. After the House gives its expected approval, the treaty will head to the president for his signature. That's not in doubt. He announced his support weeks ago. The treaty would block most communities outside the Great Lakes Basin from tapping into the fresh water supply. But some say there's a dangerous loophole. Critics say a provision in the legislation leaves open the door for bottled water businesses to loot the lakes. Proponents shrug off that concern. They say the compact is a carefully negotiated plan that'll help sustain water levels in the lakes. I'm Sam Hudzik.
They cruise down the O'Hare runway, some going faster than others, some slowing and even grinding to a halt. None of them took flight because they weren't planes. There were all more than 2,000 people in gym shorts and running shoes taking part in the first-of-its-kind race on the new runway at O'Hare International Airport. Several runners threw out their arms as they stepped onto the runway and made mock jet sounds as they glided back and forth like they were airplanes. Others got into the spirit of the day by affixing plastic airplanes to the tops of their hats. Real jets using adjacent runways screamed just hundreds of feet overhead during the race. This happened yesterday morning at O'Hare. Bright red signs along the runway route read Stop Aircraft Movement Area. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
Three years ago today, Ed, the first Farm Aid concert was held here in Champaign, Illinois.
1985.
Yeah.
That summer, earlier in the summer, I remember there was Live Aid in Philadelphia and London, I believe.
Yeah, and that helped
Spur on Farm Aid.
Spur on Farm Aid is Willie Nelson and Neil Young, who you heard right there, from that concert in 1985. And John Mellencamp got together, put it together. They raised $30 million.